Real talk, guys. Have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Did you ever sense something bad is about to happen, or maybe something good? And what you imagined in that moment really happened? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Do you truly believe there is more in this world than what you can touch with your hands or see with your own eyes? Then this little podcast might be the right one for you. I'm no scientist, nor a doctor. No. I'm just curious. Hi, my name is Daniel. Welcome to my podcast. Oumuamua. What sounds like something I would say after drinking too much beer was really an object that traveled through our solar system. At one point, it was pretty close to Earth. The zigger-shaped object was discovered by the Pan-STARRS telescope in Hawaii, October 2017. At this point, it already was 33 million kilometers away from Earth, has passed our Sun, and was on its way into the interstellar space again. At first, researchers thought it was a comet, but later it was classified as an asteroid. But after researching even more, they came to the conclusion that it must be a comet nevertheless. Fact is that this was the first time an interstellar object crossed our solar system. And this is really exciting, don't you think? I do. What made researchers so sure that Oumuamua's origin was not our solar system was its speed. It moved with 55 kilometers per second. Objects from inside our solar system must follow certain laws of gravity. Therefore, they cannot be this fast. Another weird thing was that when it left our solar system, it somehow accelerated. Well, how could this be? A theory says that when a comet comes close to the Sun, gases can arise if there is, for example, ice on it. These gases could give the comet propulsion. But there were no signs of gas found around the comet. But maybe we just overlooked or missed it. Oumuamua passed the Earth two times. Some say on purpose. Why? Well, because the Earth is located in a habitable zone. That means if Oumuamua, watch out, here it comes, was an interstellar spaceship, there I said it, as many people claim, only there potential visitors could find life, if their plan was to look for life. An alien spaceship, man, that sounds like some cool shit, don't you think? SETI researchers started to look for radio signals from our interstellar visitor, because they're sure that every spaceship has to communicate with its possible mothership or home planet. But till this day, no signal could be detected. Astronomer and Harvard professor Avi Loeb says he's sure that Oumuamua is an alien spaceship. He said that the unusual shape and the fact that this thing accelerated makes it so special that it would be stupid not to follow the idea that it was in fact an alien spaceship. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I first heard about it, I thought it was just a big old piece of rock, flying through our solar system. Of course, it was unusual, judging by the way it moved and behaved, but back then, I thought it was nothing special. But the more I read and heard about it, the more it made me curious. Could this really be an alien spaceship? And if so, why did they come here? They passed Earth twice. I'm sure if it was a visitor with intelligent passengers on board, they've noticed that we live on this planet here. But if so, why didn't they stop for longer to observe us or try to get in contact with us? Well, maybe we are just not interesting enough for them. I mean, on our planet we have war and hunger, people killing each other over money and things. I don't want to get philosophical now, but if I was an alien explorer team and observed Earth for a while, phew, I don't know. I don't think I would get in contact with humans. but maybe they collected enough information about what they wanted to know when they flew by. And maybe they come back in a few hundred years to see how far we evolved since their first visit. But all this is just guessing and theory. I'm a big science fiction fan, and I find the idea of Oumuamua being an alien spaceship very romantic. But the object has left, and it left us with nothing but questions. And so I'm sitting here, as many of you also, with my fantasies in my head, dreaming about what could have been if this was the real deal. But maybe it's better this way, because sometimes fantasy is better than reality. Sometimes. And who knows, maybe one sweet day Oumuamua will be back to solve the riddle. And friends, you don't have to agree with me on all the things I said here. I just want to give you something to think about and to discuss. And if you want to discuss the topic with me, you can do that on my Instagram page. Just send me a message. The page is called Observe the World. At this point, I want to draw your attention to an interesting page on Facebook. The site is called Global UFO Network and is operated by the awesome J.H. Baumgartner. If you like the topics of my little podcast here, you will definitely dig the Global UFO Network too. As always, thank you so much for listening. And wherever you are, have a great day.